You said efforts to get some federal assistance will be different from times past, like in the past hurricane. Tell us about that.
The simple change from 2004-2005 is that Congress in the intervening years has taken away the discretion of the Secretary of Agriculture, which means that aid that in 2004 was rapid, helpful, and really subject only to the White House and the Secretary of Agriculture now will require an act of Congress, which will be more burdensome, slower, and more difficult to craft in a way that is helpful to all of our growers.
Tell us what you saw when you were up in the airplane with the Secretary of Agriculture.
All of the citrus growing areas of the state have been hammered. We took the Secretary on a helicopter flight from Orlando around LaBelle and Immokalee and back into Clewiston for a grower meeting. He saw completely defoliated trees, trees blown over, carpets of fruit that had been washed to one end of the grove by water, groves still in standing water. And as a farmer himself, the Secretary was very aware of what all of that meant for citrus, landscape, dairy, and our vegetable growers, in addition to seeing the sugar laid down. So Secretary Perdue is a quick study. He comes from an agricultural background, and unfortunately for Florida, the images were so compelling, there's just no doubt in anyone's mind about the scope and scale of this devastation.
I think you said Southwest Florida possible losses 80 to 100% of the fruit.
Yes, as the week has gone by, the loss numbers have gone up. We've seen the decomposition take place. We've seen the damage to the trees begin to manifest itself in the intervening days, and I'm getting reports that adjusters are already on the ground writing 100% losses in Southwest Florida.
And I believe you expect 30 to 50% losses on the ridge.
That's based on early information from growers, from my own driving around windshield tours of the ridge. There's easily 30 to 40% of fruit on the ground. In the Alturas area, I think a little higher, South Polk, Hardy, DeSoto would be even higher still, and it just continues to ratchet up as you move south. The river was certainly not spared. The size of the grapefruit put a lot of fruit on the ground, whipped those trees around in a pretty big way. This is a catastrophic event for an industry that's already a shadow of its former self.
Your message to citrus growers you delivered at the Citrus Commission.
Well, we all know how bad it is. You don't need the Commissioner of Agriculture to reinforce that. We're seeing it every day as we're picking up the pieces and cleaning up and moving on. But the important thing here is that our fathers and grandfathers have done much the same. Multiple freezes in the 80s, which transformed the industry. Multiple hurricanes in one hurricane season in 2004, followed by two more in 2005. Challenges with disease. So we are no less tough than our ancestors. We're going to rebuild, replant, and make sure that Florida's signature crop is and will always be a part of Florida's economy and landscape.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.